Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Hi, and welcome back. We've been talking a lot about goals and goal setting in the last couple episodes, and now I want to move on to habits. And what is a habit? How can we establish habits? How can we break habits? And that's going to lead us into talking about routines, and that's going to come up in a future episode as well. So let's get into talking about habits. A habit is a regular practice or routine that is performed frequently and often unconsciously. Habits can be thought of as behaviors that have been repeated so often that they become automatic. They are typically acquired through a process of learning and repetition and can be both beneficial and detrimental. So when we think about a beneficial habit here, you know, that could be anything from exercising regularly, brushing your teeth, doing a 10-minute tidy at the end of the day to make sure that your house stays clean and organized. And in terms of detrimental habits such as smoking or overeating, overdrinking, not keeping up with proper hygiene, those kinds of things are habits that could become very detrimental in the long run. So what are some of the key characteristics of habits? Habits happen automatically. Habits are actions that are performed automatically without much conscious thought. So, for example, you might find yourself automatically reaching for your phone when you first wake up in the morning. You might automatically drive the car home, and sometimes you don't even realize that you made the left turn and stopped at the stoplight because it's just such an automatic thing for you to do when you drive the same route every day. Habits have a repetition to them. So habits develop through repeated behavior. The more often an action is performed, the more likely it is to become a habit. So that's why when, for example, you're driving your car home from work, something you do every day for most of the year, sometimes you don't even have to think about it. Sometimes you just automatically turn into the left turn lane. It's a habit for you to do that and you don't have to think about it. Habits have context. They're often linked to specific contexts or cues. For example, certain time of day, a particular place, or an emotional state can trigger a habitual behavior. So if you're stressed out and you happen to be a smoker, you might reach for a cigarette. If you are not a morning person, the first thing you might do is make a cup of coffee or tea in the morning to wake yourself up. Another characteristic of habits is reward. So many habits form because they provide some type of a reward or positive outcome, even if it's just a sense of satisfaction or relief. So forming habits is a process that can be broken down into a cycle known as a habit loop, which consists of three main components: the cue, which is a trigger that initiates the habitual behavior; a routine, which is the behavior or action itself; and the reward, a positive reinforcement received by completing the behavior. So again, let's talk about some examples of positive habits. So exercising regularly, eating healthy meals, reading daily, practicing mindfulness, keeping your home organized and applying organized systems and procedures to your home so that it's clean and functions properly. And again, some of negative habits could be things like procrastination, nail biting, using bad language. And again, some of the negative habits that we can look at from a society view is things such as smoking or excessive drinking, procrastination, or even something like biting your nails. Now, how is a habit different from a goal? A habit and a goal are related concepts, but differ fundamentally in their nature and how they influence our behavior. So, a couple key differences between habits and goals. The definition and nature. Habit is a behavior that is performed regularly and automatically without much conscious thought. It's a routine that becomes ingrained over time through repetition, whereas a goal is a specific objective or desired outcome that a person aims to achieve in the future. And goals are typically deliberate and planned and require conscious effort to reach. Focus. Habits focus on the process and actions that become a part of a regular routine. The emphasis is on consistent behavior rather than a specific endpoint, whereas a goal focuses on achieving a particular result or completing a specific task, and the emphasis is on the endpoint or the achievement itself. A time frame. So habits generally have an ongoing infinite time frame. They're meant to be sustained over a long period of time, whereas a goal is typically defined by a time frame or deadline by which the desired outcome should be achieved. So formation, habits are formed through repeated actions and become automatic over time. It often starts with conscious effort, but gradually becomes unconscious. Let's look again at driving to work. You know, at first you have to think about where you're going, what turns, what lane, where the stoplights are. You know, you're aware of absolutely everything. And after time, it becomes an unconscious habit to get into the left turn lane at the right time. Goals often require deliberate planning and effort. Goals are usually set with intention and require active pursuit. And finally, another key difference between habits and goals is the purpose. So the purpose of a habit is that it often serves to simplify daily life by reducing the need for decision making and conserving mental energy. And habits can improve efficiency and consistency in our behaviors. Whereas goals serve to provide direction, motivation, and a sense of accomplishment. And goals can drive progress and personal growth. So again, a couple examples of a habit would be brushing your teeth every morning and night without thinking about it. Whereas a goal would be running a marathon by the end of a year. So while habits and goals are different, they are interconnected. And we have to sometimes create habits in order to achieve goals. Developing good habits can be a means to achieving our goals. For example, if your goal is to write a book, forming a habit of writing an hour each day can help you reach that goal. And sometimes there are goals put in place to establish the habits. So setting goals can help establish new habits. For example, if your goal is to live a healthier lifestyle, you might want to set smaller goals that involve creating habits, such as eating more vegetables or going out for daily walks. So in essence, goals provide that destination and a sense of direction, while habits are the behaviors and routines that help you consistently make progress towards that destination. Understanding the difference between the two can help in effectively planning and achieving personal and professional objectives. So when you think of habits, quite often we think of routines as well. Now, a habit and routine, again, are related concepts, but they differ in their nature and the degree of consciousness involved in their execution. So I don't know if you're catching on here, but habits become an unconscious behavior, and that's not a bad thing. So key differences between habits and routines. We know the definition of a habit, and the definition of a routine is a sequence of actions that are regularly followed, then consciously planned and executed. Routines are more structured and can involve a series of behaviors aimed at achieving a specific outcome. Automation. A habit is highly automatic and performed with minimal conscious effort. We have said this before, and we will probably say it again. And routines require a more conscious planning and effort. For example, a morning routine that includes showering, eating breakfast, and commuting to work. It's actually made up of a bunch of habits create a routine. purpose and intentionality. Again, we've gone over this already about a habit, how it's often used to simplify decision making by automating repetitive actions. And a routine is created with a specific purpose or goal in mind. Routines are deliberate and help organize daily activities efficiently. The complexity. Habits usually involve, like I said, a single behavior or a simple action. For example, brushing your teeth or checking your phone. Whereas a routine can consist of multiple behaviors or steps. Flexibility. A habit is more rigid. It's more consistent due to the automatic nature, and habits are hard to break or change. Whereas a routine is more flexible and can be adjusted or altered as needed, and routines can be adapted based on changes in circumstances or goals. So what is the relationship between habits and routines? While habits and routines are different, they often interact. So habits within routines can contain habits. For example, within a bedtime routine, brushing your teeth could be a habit. And establishing routines to build habits is creating a routine that can help in establishing new habits. For example, setting a routine of going to the gym every morning can help build the habit of regular exercise. So, in summary, habits are automatic behaviors that are triggered by specific cues and performed with little conscious thought. Whereas routines are more deliberate sequences of actions aimed at organizing daily activities and achieving specific outcomes. And understanding the distinction between habits and routines can help in effectively managing and improving daily life and productivity. So that's great, but how do we create a habit? What are the steps for creating a habit? Creating a new habit involves a structured approach that emphasizes the consistency, reinforcement, and gradual progression. So here's five steps to create a habit. The step number one, identify the desired habit. Be specific. Clearly define the habit you want to develop. And instead of saying something like, I want to get fit, I say something along the lines of exercise for 30 minutes a day. And there's that overlapping relationship between goals and habits coming into play. And also understand the purpose is to know why you want to establish this habit. Understanding the benefits can increase your motivation to actually create the habit. The second step is to start small. Begin with manageable steps. Start with a small, easily achievable version of the habit. For example, your goal is to run daily. Begin with a 5-minute walk, and then gradually increase your intensity once the initial step becomes easy and routine. And gradually increase the duration or intensity of the habit to reach the goal. So again, there's the overlap between a goal and a habit. Step number three is creating a cue. So choose a trigger or cue that will remind you to perform the habit. This could be something as easy as the time of day or adding it onto an existing routine or an environmental trigger. So for example, the sun goes down, you turn on your outside light. And the consistency is key. So ensure that the cue you're using is consistent enough to help reinforce the habit. So for example, if you want to meditate daily, do it right after waking up every morning. That is something you're going to do every day. You're going to wake up. So if you want to create a habit, tie it with something you're already doing. The fourth step is going to be to implement a reward system. So you can have immediate rewards where you provide yourself with a small immediate reward after completing the habit. This could be something like an enjoyable piece of dark chocolate, or even a few minutes of relaxation after you have gone for a 2K walk or something. And track your progress. Keeping a record of your progress using a habit tracker, journal, or app to mark each day you successfully perform the habit and seeing the progress can be a very rewarding and motivating thing all on its own. As a part of the show notes, there is a downloadable habit tracker you can use to start tracking your progress in creating new habits. And finally, the fifth step in creating a habit is to be patient and persistent. Allow time for the habit to form. Understand that it takes time for a new behavior to become a habit. Research suggests that it can take anywhere from 21 to 66 days for a new habit to become automatic. And be prepared to handle setbacks. Accept that there may be days when you miss performing the habit, and instead of getting discouraged, focus on getting back on track as soon as possible. Consistency over perfection. Aim for consistent effort rather than perfection. It's the regular practice that ingrains the habit and not the flawless execution. So let's put these five steps into a scenario here. So we're going to use the habit of reading every day. So you're going to identify the desired habit is read for 20 minutes every night before bed. You're going to start small. You're going to start for just 5 minutes each night. You're going to create a cue and you're going to place the book on your bedside table as a reminder to read it before sleeping. Then you're going to implement the reward system and you're going to reward yourself perhaps with a cup of herbal tea while you read and then track your reading session in a journal or on your habit tracker. And then being patient and persistent, commit to this practice for at least 2 months and understand that it will take time for reading to become a natural part of your bedtime routine. So by following these steps, you can increase the likelihood of successfully creating and maintaining new habits. Now that we've talked about what a habit is, how it relates to routines and goals, and how to create a habit, what happens if you got a habit you want to break? How are you going to do that? What are going to be the steps that you take to break a habit? So breaking a habit requires a strategic approach to disrupt the automatic behavior and replace it with more positive actions. So here's 5 steps that we can use to effectively break a habit. Step number 1 is to identify the habit and understand what triggers it. So be specific and clearly define the habit you want to break, understanding exactly what you want to stop, and use that as your first step. Recognize the cues or triggers that prompt the habit. This could be specific times, emotions, situations, or even people. Second step is to understand the reward and find alternatives for that reward. So identify the reward. Determine what reward you get from that habit. It might be a stress relief, a sense of pleasure, or a way to pass time and beat boredom. And now, once you've identified that, you want to look for an alternative. So replace the habit with a healthier and more productive alternative that provides a similar reward. For instance, if you smoke to relieve stress, try deep breathing exercises or go for a quick walk instead. Step number 3 is change your environment. So remove the triggers. Modify your environment to make the habit more difficult to engage in. So for example, if you want to stop eating junk food, don't keep the junk food in your house. If it's there, it's easy for you to access. When you open the cupboard, it's in your face, and that is not going to be beneficial to you. So if you take it off your grocery list, then it's more of an effort to go and find junk food, and you might not be willing to do that. So remove the triggers as much as possible from your environment and add positive cues instead. So for instance, place a bottle of water on your desk to encourage drinking water instead of pop. Step number 4 is develop a plan and set clear goals. So create a plan, outline the specific steps you will take to break the habit. And this can include avoiding triggers and dealing with your cravings. Set clear goals. Establish short-term and long-term goals for breaking the habit. And breaking the habit into manageable steps can make the process less overwhelming. So perhaps you want to quit, let's go with quit smoking. And maybe one goal is to stop smoking with your morning coffee. And then the next step to break that habit of smoking is to stop having your morning smoke break. and then stop having a smoke at lunch. And you keep building on it until all of a sudden you realize you're not smoking at all anymore. And you have achieved the goal of breaking that habit. And the fifth step is seek support and monitor your progress. So share the goal with your friends, family, or a support group, and have others encourage you and hold you accountable can be very helpful. And monitor your progress. Again, use a habit tracker, but this time you can break the habit tracker and track your progress. Use a journal or an app or anything you can find to track each day that you successfully avoid the habit. And make sure you're still celebrating those small victories to stay motivated. Now let's put those five steps into an example that we can relate to. So let's use the habit of snacking on junk food every evening. Now this is one that I am trying to do myself. So this is experience speaking here of trying to break a bad habit. So we're going to identify the habit and understand its triggers. So habit is snacking on junk food in the evening. What triggers that is watching TV after dinner for us and boredom. So now what is the reward that we are getting from having junk food in the evening? So the reward for us is the enjoyment and relaxation of snacking, and it's quiet time for us, and it's our chance to unwind before we go to bed. So what could be an alternative for us could be snacking on healthier options like fruits or nuts, or finding another activity like reading a book or crocheting or going for a walk, something else we could do rather than sitting down and watching TV before bed that would prevent us from triggering us to have a snack. Changing the environment. Remove junk food from your house. Keep healthy snacks available and place them in easy to reach locations. And we have started doing that. We don't have junk food on our grocery list anymore. So when we are buying groceries, we make a conscious effort not to put chips in the shopping cart. So we are now at the point where they're not in the house every night when we want to eat them. So we're not able to eat them. We've changed our environment. We're developing a plan and setting clear goals. So the plan is to identify when we typically feel the urge to snack and then prepare for a healthy alternative. So whether it's activities to keep your hands and mind busy, like I said, doing a puzzle or crocheting or knitting, and the goal is to avoid junk food snacks for the first week and then gradually increase the duration. So maybe you just start with no junk food Monday to Friday, and then you go Monday to Saturday, Monday to Sunday, and then you go 2 weeks without snacks, and then you go 3 weeks, and you just start increasing that length of time until all of a sudden you don't want a snack anymore in the evening. And again, seeking support and monitoring your progress. This is something I'm doing with my spouse. You can share your goal with a friend or a family member and have them check in on you regularly, see how you're doing. And then tracking each day that you avoid junk food and reward yourself so that you know you've gone 2 weeks without having chips in the evening, and maybe you're going to go out to the movies, or you're going to go out for a Starbucks or something. Finding something that is a reward that is satisfying for you to celebrate your progress. So by following these steps, you can systematically break a habit and replace it with more positive behaviors. That all being said, we are going to wrap up for today, and we are going to come back next week talking about atomic habits, and we're going to reference the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, because he has some great ideas and I quite often reference it when talking with clients. So we'll spend a whole episode next week talking about that. And for now, this is Erin signing off and reminding you that you can be organized. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.